重的东西。
Before coming to the United States, our house, we were moving a very heavy object.
我的大儿子说，老弱妇孺站一边。
Yeah, my older son said to us, the old and the weak, please stand aside.
那他跟我的第二个儿子，他们说壮丁走前面。
And he said to my second son, the young and the strong, please step ahead.
我忽然感觉，他把我排除在外，我变成老弱妇孺了。
Suddenly I realized he had put me aside to the side, which is considered weak and old.
我跟我太太跟最小那个儿子站一边呢，他们在抬东西。
Yeah, so me, my wife, and my youngest son, we stood aside while my other sons, they carried the objects.
那个是真的很重。
And those were truly very heavy things.
我想说，我后来跟他说，你忘记了吗？你上那个幼稚园的时候，那时候你说全世界最超人就是爸爸。
And I told my son, did you already forget that when you were in kindergarten, you once said that my dad is my Superman?
嗯，我手一伸出去，他可以当那个。荡秋千荡
yeah,
荡秋千呢、啊、在手上
Once I stretch out my arm, my son could use my arm as a swing.
嗯，一个手就拖到天花板上去了
yeah, With just one arm, I can take him up all the way to the ceiling.
你忘记全世界最厉害的爸爸吗
And have you already forgotten about your most courageous dad?
他说不一样了
And he said it's not the same anymore.
我生病的时候他背着我跑了
When I was sick, he carried me and ran around.
我们生病的时候
When we were sick,
神是全能的大医生
you know, our God is the almighty doctor.
我们心里难过的时候
Whenever we're saddened at heart,
神是最好的保惠师
God is also our most precious counselor.
神是我们的主耶稣是我们的救赎主
And God, Lord Jesus Christ is our savior.
当我们有罪的时候
When we are entrapped with iniquities,
但是我们不是一直在生病啊。
But we're not always in infirmities.
再大的、再厉害、再好的医生，你没病，你绝不去找他。没有说没事去找全世界最好的医生去干什么
？And regardless how great of a doctor they may be, if you're not sick, you would not go and visit them.
你心里高兴，你绝对不会找一个人来跟你安慰安慰啊。
And you're happy in your heart, you would not find a person to confide to.
也不是天天在叹息犯罪啊。
It's not every day that you sigh about how you sin.
我们对神的认识会因为你自己的成长，你在灵里面的跟神的沟通，会因为神是全能的，所以你对神的那个认识会更深一层。
And because God is Almighty, so our understanding toward Him in the Spirit will also increase as well.
我们请看《生命记》二十九章二十九节。
Let's turn to the book.
生命记。
Deuteronomy.
二十九章二十九节。
Chapter 29, verse 29.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 29.
隐秘的事是属于主我们的神。唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们的子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。这里两个对比的观念在这里呈现出来。
Here is manifested two contrasting ideas.
一个是隐秘的事。
And first is of the secret things.
一个是明显的事
Another is those things which are revealed.
这边说隐秘的事是属于神的
Here says the secret things belong to the Lord.
明显的事是属于我们
And those things revealed belong to us.
如果从生命记来看的话隐秘的事是什么事呢
If you read through the book of Deuteronomy, what are the things which are hidden?
在这之前二十九章第四节我们可以看得到
We can see from chapter 29 verse 4
说神到如今还没有让你们明白啊
And here it says, but to this day, the Lord has not given you a mind to understand.
那眼能看见，耳能听见。
Or eyes that see, or ears that hear.
那这就是神在四十年带领他们的这个路程。
And that is within the 40 years of journey God had led them.
其中有一些他们不明白的。
And amongst them, many did not understand.
神为什么带这样带那样
？Why is it that God led them this way or that way?
永远 他们已经四十年走完了，还是不明白啊。
Even after traveling for 40 years, they still could not understand.
但是还要活下去啊。
But they still have to live on with their lives.
神告诉你的是明显的事情。
And here God has revealed to you what is clear.
也就是让你来遵循他的律法。
That is so you may follow after his commandments.
我们来回想一下。
And let us think back.
在圣经上有一些事件是我们很难明白的。
You know, there are certain events in the Bible which are hard for us to understand.
我们来先来看诗篇第十篇哦。
If you turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 10,
这是大卫的经验。
And this is an experience of David.
大卫在诗篇第十篇，他一开始就这么说。
In the very beginning, here David said,
说主啊。
Here says, "Why, O Lord?"
你为什么站在远处呢
？Why do you stand far off?
在患难的时候，你为什么隐藏呢
？Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?
他正需要帮助的时候
，In times when he needed help most,
神站在远远的
，Here God stands far away,
叫都叫不来
，He could not come here to him.
我患难的时候
，In times of my trouble,
神啊，你伸个手吧
，And God, why don't you stretch out your hand?
被神藏起来。
And what have you hidden yourself?
这个是我们平常很难想象的，神怎么这样子呢
？Many times this is hard for us to understand. Why is it that God will act in this way?
我们看，如果你看《使徒行传》第十二章
，And if you turn to Book of Acts, chapter 12,
是《使徒行传》十二章，这是我们看到《使徒行传》十二章，大部分会想到。那个彼得被救，从监牢里面救出来。
Whenever we read of Acts chapter 12, we'll think of the story where Peter was saved from the prison.
因为教会替他祷告啊。
Because the church interceded for him.
所以《使徒行传》十二章就是每次读到《使徒行传》十二章，就想到彼得被救出监。
Whenever we read upon Acts chapter 12, we'll think of the story when Peter was rescued out of the prison.
但是你忘记了，在这彼得被救之前，有一个人是雅各啊。
But have you forgotten that prior to his rescue, there was a character by the name of James?
在那个时候，叙利王苦害教会中很多人啊。
During that time, King Herod he had persecuted many people from the church.
第二节
，verse two，
很简单的就一个报告。
And in verse 2, a very simple report here says,
这边说希律用刀杀了雅那个约翰的哥哥雅各。
Here says Herod put to death, with a sword the brother of John, James.
一个人就这样死掉了。
And this is how James died.
他是主耶稣在世界的时候他所最亲近的三个使徒之一啊。
And he was one of the closest disciples to our Lord while he was on earth.
没有为他祷告吗
？And did our Lord not pray for him？
这里没写啊。
Here did not record it。
抓去了，头就掉了。
Once he was taken, he had lost his head。
雅各就这样死了。
And that is how James lost his life。
你能明白吗？为什么
？And can you ever understand as to why？
在当时并没有讲什么。
And we can see here did not mention the reason。
我们再来看，譬如说那个启示录第二章。
If you also turn to Revelation chapter 2。
在患难的时候。
In times of persecution,
贝加摩教会
and for the church Pergamos,
在贝加摩教会那个地方呢是撒旦的有座位的地方。
You can see in this place in Pergamum lies the throne of Satan.
有一个人叫做安提帕
and there's a person by the name of Antipas.
安提帕是一个很忠心的一个信徒
and he was a devout member.
并且他也是一个神的见证人。
He was also a witness of God.
那这个安提帕呢，在你们中间哦。
However, this person was amongst them.
撒旦所住的地方被杀了。
And here he was slain at the place where Satan seats.
难道他们没有为他祷告吗
？Did they not pray for him?
难道他们没有求神吗
？And did they not ask of God?
他是一个忠心的见证人。
You can see he was a faithful witness.
在当众就被杀了。
But it was there that he was put to death.
他们回去就想为什么
？Upon their return, they thought as to why this happened.
我们看约翰福音第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 11.
这是主耶稣在世上的时候，所经历的一个所做的一个故事。
This is one of the stories which Jesus went through while he was on earth.
这个我们都很熟悉的。
We're also very familiar with the story.
主耶稣所爱的 一个家庭，就是马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路这个家。
And we know a family well beloved by our Lord, which is the family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
如果我们看十一章的第三节
，If you read chapter 11, verse 3,
这个小弟生病了。
So the youngest brother was sick.
两个姐姐就差人去告诉耶稣。
So the two sisters sent men to send word to Jesus.
他们说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。
”And he said, "Lord, the one you love is sick."
主耶稣说：“爱的人生病了。”
And Lord, you said, "The one I love is sick."
真的，这个是主耶稣所爱的。
Indeed, this is someone loved by our Lord.
正常的反应，你是主耶稣的话，应该怎么样？半夜也赶快去啊！
If you're the Lord, your common response would be, even in the middle of the night, you would rush to get there.
但是主耶稣听说那个第六节啊，他听见拉撒路病了，他就在那个地方又住了两天。
But we can see in verse 6, when Lord Jesus heard of this news, he stayed at where he was living for two more days.
没有说马上快马加鞭赶快去去救援呢、啊。反正在那边蹉跎了两天呢、啊。
And he did not rush to get to Lazarus right away. Instead, he stayed there for two extra days.
然后再往犹太那个地方去了。
Then he went toward Judea.
哦，那去到了，刚好是四天呢、啊。
And upon arrival, it had been four days already.
第十七节、啊。
In verse 17,
耶稣到了就知道拉撒路已经在坟墓已经四天了。
And on his arrival, Lord Jesus found that Lazarus had been in his tomb for four days.
对犹太人来讲话，他们认在当时的传说，就是说人死了之后三天，灵魂还在旁边，有复活的机会。
For the Jewish tradition, after man dies for within three days, there's a possibility for their soul to remain.
四天已经在那个坟墓里面。
But after the fourth day in the tomb,
烂了。
Their body has already rotten.
不但烂了，他们那个耶稣要去，他说已经臭了。
Not only rotten, when Lord Jesus was about to approach, he said the body will have a foul smell.
39节嘛。
In 39.
耶稣把石头挪开啊。
And Lord Jesus took away the stone.
那个死人的那个姐姐马大就对主耶稣说了。
And the sister of the dead man Martha said to the Lord.
一定是臭了。
And by this time there is a bad odor.
因为死了四天。
Because he has been dead for four days.
中国话说急惊风遇到慢郎中，很急的事情你怎么不赶快来啊？
So there's a Chinese saying that when there's an urgent matter, why is it that you lag on?
蹉跎了两天。
And that Lord Jesus stayed behind for two days.
你看来了臭了。
And look what happened. Upon his arrival, the body has already rotten.
从病了。
From the point of being sick.
死了。
To the point of being dead.
臭了。
To the point of having a bad order.
这个时候，耶稣才来。
And that was the time when Lord Jesus finally came.
所以我们可以看得到，在这些事件里面，让我们有时候想不通呢。
So we can see throughout all these incidents and events, many times we cannot understand as to why.
我们来看诗篇八十九篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 89.
诗篇八十九篇第四十六节。
Psalm chapter 89, verse 46.
主啊，这要到几时呢？你要将自己隐藏到永远吗？你的愤怒如火焚烧，要到几时呢？作诗人他怎么样的说
？Here the psalmist said in such manner.
说神啊，要到什么时候
？He says, "How long, O Lord?"
你要把自己藏起来，神好像在捉迷藏一样啊！自己把自己藏起来，你找不到了。
And will you hide yourself as if we're playing hide and seek？
要到什么时候
？And for how long? Till forever？
表示到这个时候，他还找不到神啊。
So it means that even till this point, he still cannot find the Lord。
他还看不见神的作为啊。
He still cannot see the doings of the Lord。
神自己藏起来了。
For the Lord has hidden himself。
神藏起来，你哪里找？
And when God hides himself, where can you find him?
找不到啊。
You cannot find him anywhere.
所以作诗人就问啊，要到什么时候？永远吗？
And therefore the psalmist asks, how long, O Lord, will it be forever?
我们看十三章第一节，也是有同样的呼喊。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 11.
所以诗篇是祷告的。
So we know the psalm is a book of prayer.
人用自情啊， 向神呼吁。
And we use our own feelings, emotions to cry out to the Lord.
所以诗篇就是由下而上人对神的一个呼喊。
So we can know the book of Psalm is a cry from below to the heaven.
当然箴言的话就是神从上对我们下的一个命令的交代。
As for Proverbs, it's an instruction command from God from above to below.
诗篇十三篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 13 verse 1.
说主啊，你忘记我要到几时呢？
He says, How long, Lord, will you forget me forever?
嗯，要到永远吗？
Will you forget me forever?
你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？
How long will you hide your face from me?
我心里筹算终日愁苦要到几时呢？
How long must I wrestle within my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart?
我的仇敌身高压制我要到几时呢？
And how long will my enemy triumph over me?
一句一句的要多久？要多久？要多什么时？到什么时候？真的是催人的心肝啊！
You can see how phrase after phrase asking how long, O Lord, indeed, it's a pain to our heart.
神好像不见了。
It's as if God has hidden Himself.
神自己藏起来。
For God has hidden Himself.
找不到了。
That we can no longer find Him.
这是信仰的一个历程。
And however, this is merely a journey of our faith.
神有时候是好像在我们眼前了，我们亲眼看见神了。
And there are times it's as if God is standing right in, ahead of us when we have seen God with our own eyes.
但是在这个时候呢?
But at this very time and moment,
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
这是以赛亚先知对神的一个认识。
And this is an understanding Isaiah had toward God.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
我们看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节。
15.
救主以色列的神啊，你实在是至隐的神啊。
And truly, you are a God who hides Himself, O God and Savior of Israel.
连先知都这样呼喊呢。
Even the prophet cries out in such way.
以赛亚不是第一天服侍神的。
It's not the first day that Isaiah came to serve God.
这个时候他已经以赛亚书四十章之后是另外一个境界了。
We know after Isaiah chapter 40, he has entered into another phase and realm.
他这时候年纪也不小了。
And he's no longer young at age.
这时候他从内心喊出。
But right here, he had cried out from the bottom of his heart.
他说：“救主以色列的神啊！”
He said, "O God and Savior of Israel."
神是救主。
God is a savior.
他是以色列的神。
He's also the God of Israel.
但是这个神是怎么样的神？
But what kind of God is this God?
他说：“你实在是至隐的神呐、啊。”
He said, "Truly, you are a God who hides Himself."
为什么让先知有这样的呼喊
？Why is it that the prophet cried out in such a way?
我们如果看以赛亚书哈
，If you read through the book of Isaiah,
非常特殊的就是四十章之后的信息啊。
And what is very interesting is found in all the messages after chapter 40 and onward.
在以赛亚书三十九章的最后的时候。
In the latter part of chapter 39,
39章的第五节到第八节
chapter 39 verse 5 to 8,
我们可以看得到
we can see here,
神老早百年前就给以赛亚让他讲出预言来
a long time ago, God has allowed Isaiah to prophesy,
就是以色列国要亡国
that the city of Israel, the kingdom of Israel shall be annihilated.
他们认为永恒的城市永恒的那个永远存留的圣殿要被毁
and they deem that in regard that this everlasting eternal city and temple shall be perished
在当时的人是不敢相信的
and for men at that time it was impossible or it was impossible for them to believe
对于耶路撒冷有一句俗话圣经里面就有一句俗话这么说
And there's a saying in the Bible about the city of Jerusalem
如果耶路撒冷里面有瞎子跟瘸子你就攻不上
And if they're lame or crippled found in the city of Jerusalem then you shall not conquer it
也就是说里面的人只有瞎子跟那个瘸子你都没有办法打赢他们了
And that what it means that if there were only lame and crippled found in the city of Jerusalem, you will not be able to conquer it at all.
也就是说，如果瞎子背着瘸子去打仗，也打赢你了。
And that what it means that even the blind can carry the cripple to engage in a war, and they will still have victory over you.
你就晓得那个 大卫城啊，耶路撒冷是多么难攻。
And then you will realize how fortified of a city and how strong of a city the city of David is.
但是神借着先知告诉我们。
However, through the mouth of a prophet, our Lord has told us.
神同在的，他们以为圣的耶路撒冷会被毁。
And for a city which they thought God abides and lives with shall one day be perished.
好，到四十五章之后。
And after chapter 45 and onward,
如果我们看44章、45章、46章，有一个很特殊的信息，就是神一直在重复：“我是唯一的，我是独一的，没有人跟我一样。”
If you read from chapter 44 to 46, you'll find a very unique message that God is proclaiming that I am the only one, and I am the only one, and no one else is like me.
我们先来看45章的第十八节了哈。
That's verse 3, chapter 45, verse 18.
最后一句说，我是主，再没有别神。
Here it says, I am the Lord and there is no other.
二十一节的后面也是这么说。
Likewise with latter part 21.
除了我以外，再没有神。
And there is none but me.
我是公义的神，又是救主，除了我以外，再没有别神。
I am a righteous God and a Savior. There's none but me.
二十二节一样。
22.
再没有别神。
And there is no other.
如果你一直看下去，这非常强调神是独一的，除了我之外没有别神了。
If you read onward, you find that it emphasizes how God is a one and no only, and there is none other but Him.
没有人跟我一样。
For there is none like Him.
我是独一的神。
He is the one and only God.
好，这个独一的神。应该是最厉害的吧。
So we can say this one and only God should be the most powerful.
但是让人很惊奇的是什么？
But what surprises us the most?
神借着以赛亚说出的预言。
Is the prophecy that was spoken through the mouth of prophet Isaiah.
四十四章的最后面第二十八节。
In chapter 44, verse 28.
论古列说他是我的牧人。
Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd.
必成就我所喜悦的，必下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。
He will accomplish all that I please. He will say to Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt, and of the temple, let the foundations be laid.
即使这些事情都还没发生哦。
In fact, all of these have not yet happened.
那个时候尼布加尼撒王还没有把圣殿毁了，还没有。
At that time, King Nebuchadnezzar had not yet destroyed the temple.
这个时候是主前七百多年了。
And that was about 700 BC.
那个圣殿被毁是主前五百八十六年呢。
And we know the temple was not destroyed until 586 BC.
那这个古列呢？是主前五百四十年的时候的人呢、
And we know that Cyrus was a king in around the time of 400 BC.
这个古列是波斯王啊。
And Cyrus was a Persian king.
对以色列人来讲，这是没有受割礼的外邦人，是不洁净的。
For the Israelites, he was merely an uncircumcised Gentile who was deemed unclean.
但是神用他。
But God had used him.
神称他为牧人啊。
God had called him his shepherd.
并且四十五章第一节。
Even in chapter 45, verse 1.
可能让当事人眼睛都跌破了。
And perhaps when they saw this, they were greatly surprised.
他说：“我主所高的古列。”
Here says is what the Lord says to His anointed Cyrus.
神甚至高古列啊。
Even God had anointed Cyrus Himself.
所以古列一个外邦王是神的受膏者。
Here we can see a foreign king was an anointed one of God.
神一直在强调我是独有的。
However, God repeatedly emphasized that I am.Only one.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
因我仆人雅各，我所拣选以色列的缘故，我就提名召你。你虽不认识我，我也必加给你名号。这是当时他们所没有办法想象的。
And this is something that was unfathomable during that time.
为了雅各的关系。
For the sake of Jacob.
为了神所拣选的以色列百姓的关系
For the sake of Israel whom God has chosen
神提名古列
And God has summoned Cyrus by name
这时候古列还没生呢
We can see Cyrus was not even born yet
神老早就提名他了
But long ago God has already summoned him
我们再看第五节
If you read verse 5
我是主
I am the Lord
在我以外没有别神
And there is no other God apart
除了我以外再没有神
Apart from me there is no God
这是神对古列所讲的话。
And this is a declaration God said to Cyrus.
你虽不认识我
，though you have not yet acknowledged me，
我必给你束腰。
I will strengthen you。
虽然古列不认识神呢、哦。
So even though Cyrus does not know God,
神给他束腰,
and God still strengthened him,
神给他力量,
God has tightened his belt.
真的，你看历史的话，古列是很大王啊。
If you look into the history, Cyrus was indeed considered a great king.
所以在当时的以赛亚，他怎么能明白这个事情呢？
So we can understand as to how is it possible for Isaiah to understand all these during that time.
所以他在一方面在讲那个预言的时候。
So we can see on one hand while he was prophesizing.
我们看十四节。
That's 3 verse 14.
在这之前，神对他说。
This is what the Lord said to him beforehand.
说埃及的劳碌得来的和古时的货物必归于你了。
Yes, so all the products of Egypt and merchandise of Cush shall belong to you.
对。身量高大的希巴人必投降你
and,
也要属于你呢
and all those tall Sabaeans they will come over to you
他们必带着锁链过来随从你又向你下拜祈求
and they will
truth 祈求你呢
behind you coming over to you in chains and bow down before you
神真在你们中间呢此外再没有别神再没有别神呢
Saying, surely God is with you. There is no other. There is no other God.
所以在这种情况之下
So under this kind of circumstance,
先知以赛亚也不明白
Even prophet Isaiah could not understand.
为什么神这样做
Why is it that God had done such thing?
所以他才从内心发出他的惊叹
This is why he uttered and sighed from the bottom of his heart.
神是自隐的神
For God is a God with his own wills.
因为有些神的作为我们实在是不知道啊。
Because indeed there are doings of God that we simply cannot fathom.
所以神的作为是难测的。
So you can see the doings of God are hard to predict.
我们再来看以赛亚书十八章。
Let's also turn to Isaiah chapter 18.
以赛亚书十八章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 18.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神对以赛亚这么说
This is what the Lord said to Isaiah.
我要安静
I will remain quiet.
我们常常如果在那个红海的旁边神那个摩西跟百姓说你们要安静
If we think back while the Israelites and Moses stood by the side of the Red Sea, God said
等候神的时候
They said to be quiet and wait on God's time.
那现在呢？神自己说：“我要安静。”
But right here, here the Lord said to himself, "I will remain quiet."
神不但要安静，
Not only will God remain quiet.
神说：“在我的居所观看。”
He said, "I will look on from my dwelling place."
神安静在看呢。
So we can see God is looking on quietly.
那接下来，神自己用一个比喻哦。
And later, God had used a parable himself.
如同日光中的清热，又如露水的云雾在收割的热天。
Like shimmering heat in the sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
这个你就要想当时那个实际的农作的情况。
Then you have to think back to the actual time when they are harvesting.
谷要收割的时候。
Now in time when they are to harvest.
那个时候需要好天气。
They must have a good weather.
如果下雨的话就不好了。
If it is a raining day, then it was not. It will not go well.
那在这个时候呢，神好像日光中的清热。
And here says God is like a shimmering heat in the sunshine.
有热，但是呢，有日光中的清热，并且呢，有露水中的云雾。
Even though there is heat, but He's also like in a cloud of dew in the heat.
神在安静，在观看当中。
In a time when God is looking on in times of quietness,
神所扮演的就好像这个清热，也好像这个云雾。
And the role which God plays is likened the shimmering heat and the cloud of dew.
这是在很自然当中让这个收成完成了。
That is in its most natural environment that God has fulfilled this harvest.
在这个收成的这个最后的过程里面， 神用最自然的，但是也是最有恩典的方式，让这个谷物成熟。
In the last phase of the harvest, God has used the most natural way in order to allow the harvest to be grown.
所以我们让我们马上会想到那个传道书。
So this will allow to relate to the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们知道传道书有两个主题。
We know there are two themes within the book of Ecclesiastes.
一个就是日光之下。
And the first is that under the sun.
那一个呢是那个什么在神的保守之下。
And the other theme is under the protection of God.
在如果三章第一节就是说天下，其实是天下跟那个日光之下是相对的两个概念。
So in chapter 3 verse 1 here says under the heaven, under heaven, so under heaven.
英文比较好了 ,under the heaven, 中文是把它换成天下，其实是那个是对等的。Under the sun 跟 under the heaven 是两个对等的。
So under the sun and under the sun, they equate to each other.
好。那第三章第一节
Chapter 3 verse 1 Chapter 3 verse 1 There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven.
Under the heaven. 所以在神的掌控之下，凡是有他的定时定期。
So we know under the control of God, there is a set time and place for everything.
接下来呢，有十四对的时。
And here it says the 14 pairs of comparison.
共有二十八种时候。
And there are 28 different types of times.
我们在这里附带讲一下，在传道书里面有几个时间呢？
And I'd like to also share with you that there are several different types of time within the book.
一种时间是交在你手里。
The first kind of time is entrusted onto your hands.
你可以选择现在吃饭，等一下吃饭。
You have the ability to choose whether you want to eat now or later.
这是你的时间了。
And that is your time.
所以常说要把握时间呢。
This is why we often say to cherish your time.
那另外一个时间呢，是你跟神互相对应的时间。
Another type of time is the time you have to interact and communicate with God.
也就是说，神的时间，譬如说现在是恩典的时候了。你来接受吗？两边契约的时间呢，就是你一半，他一半。
We can say, for example, now we say it's a time of grace, and it is your turn to make the choice whether you will believe. So this time is shared between two persons.
那最后一个时间是神的时间。
And the last time belongs to God.
那个就是人没有办法去影响的。
And that is a time where, as human, we will never be able to understand.
最明显就是创世的时间。
And what's most prevalent is the time of creation.
神在创世不用问你啊，你也没有办法影响。
When God created the world, He need not to ask us, and we will have no influence over Him.
世界末日的时间也不是你来决定的，也不用问你啊，你也不会给你知道。
In the same token, the time of the end time, He will not ask us, and we will never know.
这是绝对神的绝对时间。
And that is the absolute time which belongs to God.
那有一些时间呢是神定的。
And there are certain times which are set by God.
所以那个第十一节哈。
This is why in verse 11 says,
在第八节之后，十四对时间之后，那他就一个反问啊，这样人在这个劳碌上有什么益处呢？好像被定死了。
And after verse 8, after sharing these 14 pairs of time, then the author asks, what does a worker gain from this 12?
人在当中只是受经验啊。
And as men living amongst it, we're merely undergoing through tribulations.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
神造万物各按其时称为美好。
And God has made everything beautiful in its time.
你就接受神所造的这一切了。
All you have to do is accept all the things which have been created by God.
我们每个人都是被造美好的了。
And we have all been made beautiful.
神造你这么漂亮。
And God has made you in such a beautiful form.
感谢神哦。
We thank God.
神让我没有头发，我运动的时候头一拨，哎，就干净了。
Even when God has created me,
就头发不用撕掉啊，因为天天我们在运动啊。神学生头发很多啊，头发都湿了，我不会，哎，干了，感谢主，
also,
有好处啊。
Also thank God when God created me with no hair, in times of exercising, my head would not become wet.
就接受神所创造的最好的。
So we will accept all that is made beautiful by God.
那接下来 又把永生安置在人的心里。
And here it says he has also set eternity in the hearts of men.
就外在物质的，内在心灵的。
And that is within our heart and what is outside.
但是接下来说，然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
Here following says yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
你人没有办法知道的。
As man, you will not be able to fathom.
因为你是活在神的时里面。
Because you live under the time of God.
所以保罗这么说。
This is why Paul said.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书八章啊。
Romans, chapter 8.
他才说我们晓得万事互相效力二十八节。
In verse 28 says, as we know all things work for the good of those who love him.
万事互相效力啊。
All things work for those, or the good of those who love him.
万事互相效力，一个人他喝醉酒了，开车就撞上人了，也是，所以凡事互相效力就是，就是因果律了，互相有关系。
So what we mean is a cause and effect, just as a drunk driver has a head-on collision with a person.
这也是互相效力啊。
And that also, that is also what it means by working for the benefit of those.
人家不是说那个蝴蝶效应吗？南美那个蝴蝶一飞，一拍，北美全球都受影响了，这就是互相效力啊。但是呢，我们信主人是超越这些的。
But as we know, for those of us who believe in God, we surpass all of those.
凡事互相效力。
For we work for the benefit of each other.
保住一个原则。
And we will hold on to this one principle.
爱神。
That is to love God.
你只要爱神。
As long as you love God.
所有的事情对你都有益处。
All the things will be beneficial for you.
凡事互相效力。
And let us work for the good of all things.
让人升起，让人跌落。
So whenever men have different emotions,
or when
they rise and fall,
但是只要我们爱神，
but as long as we love God,
一定会得到益处。
And we too shall be benefited.
那爱神人是谁呢？
So who are those who love God?
接下来他就讲呢，
and later here it says,
就是按他旨意被召的人。
And those who have been chosen according to his will.
人的爱是有限的。
We know the love of man is limited.
我们人爱神就是因为神召我们。
And we are able to love God for God has chosen us.
29节。
Verse 29.
接下来我们可以看到神爱人，神成为神被召的人有五个大步骤。
So here we can also see there are five great steps as to how man can be chosen by God.
这是超越我们所想象的。
And this surpasses all that we know.
29节啊。
Verse 29.
因为他预先所知道的人。
For those God foreknew.
就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。所以是神所预先知道的人。
So are those who God have foreknew.
三十节
，Verse 30，
预先所定下的人又召他们来
，And those he predestined he also called，
召来的人又称他们为义
，And those he called he also justified，
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
，And those he justified he also glorified，
所以我们每个人都是这些人哦
，So all of us belong to these groups of people，
我们是预先被神所知道的
，We were foreknown by God，
我们预先被神所定下的
，And we have been predestined by God。
我们是被神所召来的。
We have also been called by God.
我们是被称义的。
We have been justified.
我们是被称要配得荣耀的。
And we have also been glorified.
只要把握住这五个原则。
So we must hold on to these five principles.
我们在爱神的当中。
In terms when we and when we love God.
事情都是互相效力。
We know all things work for the benefit of everything.
因为在日光之下，所有事情都是。因着神的那个定力因果力在进行的。
Because we know under the sun, under the heaven, all things work under the will and will of God.
只要我们爱神啊。
As long as we love God,
我们就会像保罗所讲的。
We shall too be like what Paul said here.
因为保罗在讲到在罗马书十一章之前都是讲一些道理啦哈。
You know, for Paul prior to, before chapter 11 of Romans, he spoke of different teachings.
就怎么样得到这个。救赎的道理到十一章做一个结束。
And all the teachings regarding how to obtain salvation ends at chapter 11.
11章33节。
And chapter 11, verse 33.
到最后他不晓得讲什么话。
Until the end, he knows not what to say anymore.
人有时候小孩子他不晓得讲什么，他就唱个歌。
We know as little children, when they run out of things to say, they will start to sing.
所以罗马书的前半段是用诗歌的那个形式做一个结束的。
So we can say the first portion of Book of Romans ended in a type of song.
所以三十三节。
So verse 33.
从圣哉，神丰富的智慧和知识。
Here says all the depth of the riches of wisdom and knowledge of God.
他的判断何其难测。
How unsearchable his
judgments. 他的踪迹何其难寻呢。
And his path beyond tracing out.
谁知道主的心？
Who has known the mind of the Lord?
谁做过他的谋士呢？
Who has been his counselor?
谁是先给了他？
Who has ever given to God?
使他后来偿还呢？
And that God should repay him.
一连串的问题啊。
So we can see a series of questions.
他也没有答案。
And he did not ever get an answer.
最后他是讲。
Until the end he said.
这个神是万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For from him and through him and to him are all things.
这个跟以赛亚书是一样的，异曲同工的。
And this is correlated to what Isaiah said. For God is the one and only God.
他是造作一切的神。
He's a God who controls all things.
最后只能赞美。
Until the very end, you can merely praise him. 愿
荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
May the glory be unto him forever.
这是保罗他的心声。
And this was the feeling and thoughts of Paul.
所以我们来看。那个箴言哈，二十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 25.
箴言二十五章。
Proverbs chapter 25.
第二节。
Verse 2.
所以这边箴言是这么说的。
This is what the proverbs say.
将事隐藏乃神的荣耀。
It is the glory of God to conceal a matter.
将事查情乃君王的荣耀。
Then to search out a matter is the glory of the kings.
所以。我们在不明白的时候
Sometimes when we cannot understand,
只能把荣耀归给神了
We can only give all the glory to God.
所以那个诗篇139篇他在讲神的全知全能之后
And in Psalm chapter 139 when it speaks of the omnipotence and the omnipresence of God,
他说第六节说这样的知识啊奇妙啊
And it says all these kind of wisdom is a mystery.
Is 我不能测透的。
It's beyond what I can fathom.
是至高的。
It is most high.
是我不能及的。
It's not is what I cannot come to about.
所以保罗他在一生的传道的过程里面。
So we can see throughout the ministry life of Paul.
我们想说他是一个意志力很坚强的人吗？
Can we think that he was a man of a strong will?
其实他要做的事情当然是他很知道他要做什么。
But the truth is, he understood what he needed to do.
但是对于神要他做事情。
But as for the things which God wanted him to do,
对他的行程呢？
And as for the plans or his scheduled journey,
他常常讲一句话。
Many times he will utter this.
我们看那个哥林多前书录四章十九节。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 19.
他说：“然而主若许我。”
And he says, if God wills,
我必快到你们那里。
Then I will come to you.
你会想说，你这个人意志不薄弱啊？怎么你要一个完整的计划嘛？怎么会讲重话呢？
And you may think that Paul is weak in will, for if he had a wonderful plan, why would he say such a thing?
其实他都是这样子的。
But in fact, Paul was like this all along.
那个。最后十六章第四节这么说。
In the end, chapter 16, verse 4, it says.
十六章七节。
Chapter 16, verse 7.
我如今不愿意路过见你呢。主若许我，我就指望和你们同住几时。
And do not want to see now and make a passing. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits.
这样让我们不自觉的，我们会想到雅各书。
So, very naturally, we will think of the book of James.
雅各书四章十五节。
Book of
James. 这很有名的，我们也可大多知道。
Book of James, chapter 4, verse 15.
这是雅各用一个比喻了。
And here James has used the parable.
那最后他讲了结论。
And this is a summary he made in the end.
说你们只当说。
He said, you should only say this.
主若愿意。 我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，做那事。
If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
做这事，做那事是我们的决定啊。
And doing this or that is our choice.
对，也是我们意志力的表达。
It is also a portrayal of our will.
但是，你能不能够活着呢？
But can you choose whether you can live or not?
活着不活着在于神。
And to choose to live and not live is really up to God.
所以我们只当说。
So we should only say.
主若愿意。
If the Lord wills.
把我们一生交在神的手中。
Then we shall entrust our entirety of our life unto God's hands.
所以我们看以赛亚书三十章二十节。
If you read Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
以赛亚书三十章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. Verse 20, although the Lord gives you bread of adversity and the water affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them.
神是自隐的神。
And God is God who hides himself.
但是到最后神出现了。
On the end, God will show himself.
当神给你艰难当作饼啊。
When God gives you bread for adversity.
困苦当作水。
And water as affliction.
你吃了艰苦的饼。
When you have taken in the bread of adversity,
你喝了困苦的水,
and taking a drink of the water affliction,
你从这个经历当中你学习到了,
and when out of all these tribulation, you have learned of this,
你所看到的好像是艰难, 是困苦,
and what you see it's as you've seen adversity and affliction,
在艰难困苦当中你学习,
However, it is in the midst of adversity and affliction you will learn that your teacher is no longer hidden.
神就是我们的教师。
For God is our teacher.
不再隐藏了。
He will no longer be hidden.
那你眼必看见你的教师。
And your own eyes will see your teacher.
所以借着艰难困苦，你看到神了。
It is through adversity and affliction that you shall see God.
我们看以西结书三十九章二十九节。
If you turn to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 29.
以西结书三十九章
Ezekiel chapter 39
二十九节
Verse 29 I will no longer hide my face from them for I will pour out my spirit on the house of Israel declares the sovereign Lord
在旧约就有这样子的一个预言、哦、
Here's a prophecy with an Old Testament
神不再掩面
That God will no longer hide his face
神不再隐藏
He will no longer be hidden from them
祷告
For we will pray.
神会将他的灵浇灌。
And God will pour His Spirit to fill us.
当神的灵浇灌你的时候，
And when the Spirit of God fills you,
你就看见了神。
And that is the time when you shall see God.
所以我们很熟悉的就是约伯所讲的话。
So what we're very familiar is what Job said.
约伯经过了苦难。
After Job has gone through tribulation,
最后他看到神。
Until the end, he has seen God.
他看到神什么？
And what exactly has he seen of God?
他看到神的全能。
He has seen the sovereignty of God.
他看到神什么都能做。
He has seen that God is omnipotent.
其实约伯没有犯什么错。
And in fact, Job did not commit any mistakes.
神也没有说他自义啊。
And God did not say he was
是他朋友讲的。
Self-righteous. That was said by his friends.
约伯为神赚得很大的荣耀。
In fact, Job had gained much glory for God.
神没有骂过约伯啊。
And not once did God chastise Job.
约伯到最后他看见神了。
Until the end, Job has seen God with his eyes.
他看见什么？
What exactly did he see?
看见全能的神。
He says he has seen the Almighty Sovereign God.
其实他还不明白为什么他受苦啊。
But even till then, he couldn't understand see why he went through those sufferings.
到结果他看，因为天上那一幕神没告诉他。
Because until the end, God did not tell him why he went through all those.
后来他看见神了。
Until the end, when he saw God.
看见神的全能。
When he has seen the sovereignty of God.
一切在神的手中。
He understood all were in the hands and control of God.
我们一起唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn together.
332首。
Sing hymn 332。
应该是。